Representative Lee Terry, a Republican, representing the 2nd District of Nebraska. Mr. Terry, welcome to America's Radio News.
Hey, thank you for having me on. This is awesome.
Well,
this is awesome.
I'm glad you can make it, sir. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on. The latest debate up on Capitol Hill right now has to do with this payroll tax holiday and the latest Republican version. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. As I understand it, it was your idea to attach the Keystone XL pipeline language to this payroll tax holiday bill. Is that correct, sir?
Well, it just made lots of sense to couple or pair unemployment extension with an actual jobs bill. And casually mentioned that to Boehner and his staff, and the speaker ended up a few days later putting it in there.
Now, the unions and other individuals say that this XL pipeline represents, this is the figure I'm hearing, and maybe you can confirm or deny it, sir, about 20,000 jobs here.
That's exactly what they're saying, about 20,000 good labor jobs.
So what do you say to environmentalists who say, you know, that this thing will just create more greenhouse gas emissions, forest damage, you know, from the energy-intensive oil sands project, potentially spilling? Farmers and others are concerned about the pollution aspect. What do you say to them?
Well, all of this can be remedied. This pipeline can be engineered to be the safest in the world, and it's even beyond that. But the environmentalists, this is a fight for them to the death, because they realize with the new fines that we will have fossil fuels for the next couple of generations or longer. So they want to stop this pipeline from existing, period, and they're going to come up with any excuse. The reality is the Canadian oil sands is going to be used, probably shipped to China, where they don't have the environmental controls on their refineries that we do.
But sir, what about addressing the environmental concerns? I mean, you're saying that they would say anything to get it to stop, but what about their concerns? Some of them are saying that, you know, the tar sands oil isn't even a good quality oil, like the sweet crude, and we should be turning our attention to maybe alternative sources.
Well, and the issue is they want to just turn the lights out, and I think we need to have more of a glide path, and alternative fuels can be a significant supplement, but we just can't turn the lights off and park our cars. So let's do it in an environmentally sensitive way without just literally unplugging fossil fuels today.
Our guest is Representative Lee Terry. He's a Republican representing the 2nd District of Nebraska. And Mr. Terry, let's talk about the safety of oil pipelines. I can't remember the last oil spill that we had from the current existing pipeline, the Alaskan pipeline. In fact, I don't think there's any in recent memory. And a lot of folks on the other side say that it is safer to transport by pipeline than it is by ship, which we are forced to do right now because we import 60% of our oil from foreign sources. Is that something that is a good argument for the other side to make?
Well, it's certainly an argument that I make. It is the safest way to transport oil over a 1,700-mile route. You can put it on trains, you can put it on trucks, but the likelihood of accidents, some say, is multiplied by 85. So it's much more safe and environmentally safe to use a pipeline.
Let me ask you this. You were talking about how this project could create jobs. I think you mentioned the number 20,000 potential jobs. We're hearing from the State Department, though, that actually it would really provide more like 6,000 temporary construction jobs, very few of which would be local hires. That, according to analysis from the State Department.
Well, I don't think that's an accurate analysis. The labor statistics have already been announced by TransCanada, and the answer to the temporary is every construction job is temporary. This is going to be a couple years before it's, 2014, they have to make delivery. So about a year and a half. But, yeah, if you're going to say a construction job is temporary, so therefore it has no value, I'm not going to agree with that statement. But there will be permanent jobs associated with the refinery expansions in several different states along the route.
All right, Congressman Terry, the President of the United States has said if the Republicans And it actually, it bears pointing out that this measure has bipartisan support with Democrats and Republicans. But the president has said if it reaches his desk, he's going to veto it.
Well, I don't understand that. First of all, he wants an unemployment insurance extension. He wants his tax holiday. He's getting those. Yeah, coupled with some reforms in pay force, but he's getting those. And now he's going to veto it because of a job creation bill? I just don't think he'd do that. He's smarter than that.
All right, Congressman Lee Terry, he's a Republican who represents the 2nd District of Nebraska. Sir, thank you for carving out some time to be with us here on America's Radio News. And Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
All right, sir, thank you very much. Let's